our way into Wednesday, the 16th of October. We're in the second half of this, the 10th month of the year 2013. The lights are on, the mics are on,
and it's
the
our
people
producer's birthday
are away.
Today.
He's not a producer.
What is he, our board op?
No, I don't know.
Our engineer?
I've never liked the engineer sounds more professional. I've never liked the term board op. I don't mind operator. He could be an operator. He's not an engineer. Engineers are on railroad trains where they figure things out behind the scenes to develop new technology. I don't think Michael's doing that. I think Michael is figuring out most of the time how to anticipate what it is that you and I and Kenny and whoever else is here is going to do next. So he doesn't make it sound too badly. He happens to be in the control room of our originating network, Radio America, in Washington. And he has been on board on the program for, what is it, 8 years? How long have you been? How long ago did we have lunch?
It was 7 years.
Was it 7 years ago? Michael came
six,
into the house. It was 2006, yeah?
Yep.
And was served soup.
Yep.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember
chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
So Michael and I, you started the same time I did, huh?
A little before.
Yeah.
Right. So there he is, having his birthday. He's going to spend it with a gaggle of girls later on. I think there are about 12 or 13 scheduled to come into the studio later on to take him away. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not. I thought maybe they were going to, like, escape out of his closet or
something. No. Ken Kessler arranged it.
Oh, nice.
It's all set for later
in
the day. Yeah. Nice
job, Ken. I know some people.
Yeah. And maybe because of those people, Michael may never return. At any rate, happy birthday. October 16th, you're, what are you, 35, 36? How old are you?
7.
37. Listen to how happy he is about that. 37.
That's so, really old, Michael.
I know.
You're older than Jennifer.
Nope.
Dodgers lost, by the
years.
Way.
A couple of years old.
Dodgers lost last night, Jennifer.
Yeah,
Red
whatever.
Sox won in
I'm
the afternoon.
It. I've come to peace with it.
Okay, Red Sox versus St. Louis then?
Probably.
Top stories of the day today, or the top story of the day. Can we get away from the shutdown, the default? Is it, who prefers default to default? Do we have
default of the government.
It is default. No, it is default. No, it isn't default of the government. It is default of the people who have been elected to do what they are not doing because they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the integrity. They don't have much of anything, for the most part. Some of them do. Many of them do not. Thus, we find ourselves in this conundrum of overspending. People don't understand the system, really. They know how to kind of twist it and turn it around and make it work for themselves. Meanwhile, there are the bipartisan congressional super committees that are trying to work on both sides. But there is no agreement because there are people who are adamant about cutting spending. And they are right, but they are wrong. How can you be both right and wrong? Ken knows what I'm thinking. Jennifer, you probably know what I'm thinking. So you're welcome both to explain, if you would like, the well-financed groups that have pushed the government. They've tipped the government in their favor. Now people realize, for the most part, and some of the people that have been elected represent those people who think the spending has gone too far. They don't really know where. They just know there's too much. Some of them think it's Social Security. It is and it isn't. But there are those who say they're adamant that Social Security can't be part of the discussion at all. That's dumb. Those are the people who are supported by the AARP. They're the big lobbying group for seniors. You got to push it back. People are living longer. So instead of being 62, it's 65, now 66.
Well, people are living longer.
70.
And less young people are working.
Right. And the young people, I said this before and I'll say it again, people Jennifer's age and younger, Evan's age and Michael's age as well, who have gone to vote for people, they voted for him because they didn't know, and they voted for Obama because
they
sent them a
the
Twitter.
Story. Mm-hmm.
The story. They didn't vote for anybody who's got any experience or knowledge. And the same was true with George Bush. The two last presidents have been horrible because the voters have been, I was going to say manipulated, but you only get manipulated if you want to get manipulated. If you want to be a dummy and be attached at the hip to all these devices and not get a well-rounded bit of input, there are wonderful possibilities with all this technology to learn. How many people get news on their iPad or their iPhone?
I do.
Okay, you do.
Yep.
How many people do you know, Jennifer, who use their devices to be aware of what's going on around them or to learn more about how things like the systems in the government work.
Everybody I know.
Really? So why then have they, who have they voted for?
It depends. I'm in a mixed group, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do they, that's good, that's healthy. Do they understand what's going on now and the reason for what's going on?
You know, I think it all depends on where you consume your news. I mean, some people consume from phones. Some people consume in sound bites on the news. Some people listen to talk radio. I think, you know, everybody has a spin. And I think we've talked about this before, Doug, that there are really two teams in politics. And you think your team is the good guy and you think the other team is the bad guy.
Yeah.
And
well,
people want
to
associate. It's not the way it used to be. People want to associate with the team and then they vote with their team consistently. I noticed that in my own peer group. It's very rare that I've ever found someone who said, yeah, I voted for Bush and then I voted for Obama. I voted for this, I voted for that. Most people stick to a team.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really doesn't matter necessarily what the news are. But the news tell you, you know, you kind of believe your own spin.
It's kind of like going to church or some religious organization. You are in that tribe because your parents were in that tribe for the most part, or somebody that you fell in love with is in that tribe and you want to be with them. So you go to a tribe. And it's the same. We become sheep. We follow. We don't lead.
Well, and it's easier for our brains to process two teams, you know.
Look at the mess that we're in. That's not easy.
No, it's easier at the beginning for our brains to process.
Oh, yeah.
Sure it is.
Right, but not now it isn't. It's not easy now. The mess. What's the best hope here? 888-302-3684. I was looking at something as I nosed around here in the New York Times. There's an op-ed piece. And the first line, a failure to raise the debt will force the president to break a law. The only question is which one. The Constitution requires the president to spend what Congress tells him to spend, collect only those taxes Congress approves, and to borrow no more than Congress authorizes. So no matter what, one of those three things he's going to be broken if there isn't something passed in the next 24 hours.
And look, I think this is actually healthy. I mean, as annoying as it is that everything is all shut down, the fact that we're actually...
Everything isn't all shut down.
Well, I know, but the fact that everybody is actually scrambling and talking about this kind of stuff. And the reason that I think that this is good is that in the past, we've just blindly gone and increased what we're talking about as far as spending goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are finally, the lights are turning on that we can't continue to spend as we have been. We're $17 trillion in debt. That doesn't work for very long.
So then why hasn't it stopped?
I think because you
have to
have...
Why do we want to borrow more money? Who's why?
I think you have to have everybody come to the table like they've been doing and continue to hammer out what the future looks like for the country, because raising the debt ceiling has to be done. Everybody, I think, will tell you that it has to be done because we've already funded it. We have to protect our credit rating. But we also have to change the fact that we are overspending. We have to
spend the money to make us
have
to go borrow it in the first place.
Exactly. And so that has to
stop. How many of your friends know that?
No, not many.
Ah, so there's the problem right there. 888-3s, your friends are the problem, Jennifer.
They probably are. And I try to educate them all, one at a time.
Send them to Russia, will you? Siberia. Get rid of them. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer @DougStefan.com. Folks, there is some real interesting conversation going on, not necessarily about what we've been in, although some of the conversation is interesting there. Some of it's really pretty boring and dull. This is not either boring or dull. Announcing Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia, the natural hair thinning therapy. I wonder if, who is it, the duck that does natural hair thinning therapy? Who is that?
Are you referring to Daffy?
Is that Daffy Duck? Yeah, that was Daffy.
Sylvester?
Sylvester.
Oh,
maybe.
Sylvester the cat.
The cat, yeah. All right, anyway, so if you are... this guy's going to love this when he hears a copy of this spot. If you have a thin, thin therapeutic problem with your hair, you probably ought to call for... Wait, Jennifer's... Go ahead, you can laugh out loud. Sorry.
I just laughed a little. It's okay.
But you know what? People will remember my discussion about Provia because I talked about thinning therapy. You want to have your hair come back again? You need therapy. Can I? I mean, actually, even if I try, I can't really do it.
I'm going to need therapy after this is over. Not that I didn't need it before, mind you.
Okay. Anyway, Provia Super Concentrate. What it does, along with regular Provia, is open up the pores in your head and your scalp so that the follicles of hair that are under your scalp can get through. What's happened is over the years, sadly, you've used cheap shampoo that you buy in the dollar store. Not a good idea because it plugs up the pores like cement is in those holes. You got to get it out. That's what Provia does. Plus, there's an ingredient in all-natural Provia that allows your hair to sort of thicken. So it looks like you got more hair. And so you're getting more hair, and the hair that's there looks better. Whew. You're going to love the results. Call 800-525-8319. Forget about the middleman. Go right for it. 800-525-8319. Visible, fast results. Figure out how to fix your hair. Men and women alike are calling for Provia, the super concentrate that brings your hair back naturally. 800-525-8319. Works or your money back.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
OfficeMax understands that time and money are invaluable to every business owner, no matter what the size of your company. And having the right support services can make a powerful difference in both. That's where we come in. Count on our knowledgeable associates at the new OfficeMax Services Center to get your business what it needs, from marketing materials and web solutions to payment processing and so much more. Stop in and learn more about all the services we offer, or visit us online at officemax.com/services.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Round on the Voice, Team CeeLo's Kat Robichaud and R. Anthony. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing is the name of this song. What do we know, Jennifer Kenny, about this song?
This Aerosmith, from giant hit from Armageddon.
And how are they doing with it? Do they do a good representative job?
I think they're okay.
Job?
I like the guy better. Who's the one?
Well, the winner, CeeLo, chose Kat.
He always chooses the girls.
Does he really? Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Or the cats, maybe.
So, again, explain, Jennifer, how this works in
terms
of the
teams. So, in the rounds that you're in right now on The Voice,
there's
Team Blake, Team CeeLo, Team Christine, Team Adam. The judge does a matchup on their own team. So they take two members of their own team, picks a song, and then puts them head-to-head against each other. So they have to sing with each other to make the song sound great, but then they also have to sing better than the other person so that the judge will pick them. And then the judge picks one person at the end of the battle.
Uh-huh. Everybody got that? There'll be a test on this later on. Doug's good day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler in this hour of the program, 25 after the hour. Normally here we have some of the excerpts from the monologues, the late night show hosts, and so today we focus on Conan O'Brien, a little laugh from him, and we'll laugh with David Letterman, I hope, as well.
Las Vegas's newest strip club features plus-size performers. Plus-size performers, yeah. Which explains the city's new motto, what happens in Vegas is exactly like what happened back home in Milwaukee. You tip them with Kraft singles, apparently.
You know, the service 911 on your phone, you're only supposed to press that in an emergency. If there's like a fire in your house or something's gone wrong, or maybe you see a prowler sneaking around outside on the lawn, then you press the 911, shoot you right through to the police. Well, a guy gets on the phone and presses 911 because he had opened his refrigerator and what he was saving for a snack had been stolen. Governor Christie, please.
All right, so help. Didn't I remember that was being outlawed? Didn't we talk a couple of weeks ago about 911 calls? It was going to be against the law in some jurisdiction. I don't remember where it was. That you can't call. You call with a message like that, and they'll send somebody over and arrest you or something.
Yeah. And in most places, that's the case.
Yeah. So how did that guy get away with the call that we were just talking about?
Well, people still do it. They get upset because there's mayonnaise on their sandwich. I'm calling 911.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I understand, by the way. That is tough.
What, having mayonnaise on your sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? How about mustard? pickles.
I love mustard.
Yeah. So you wouldn't call 911 if there was mustard, but
no,
if there was mayonnaise.
No, only mayo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold the mayo, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Do we have time for our, we don't have time for the audio from the video of the day. I actually think we'll play this on the other side of our news break at the bottom of the hour, because I think this is very good representation. Kenny, don't you? The National Park Rangers are upset. They are expressing themselves as to how they feel about the shutdown, keeping people out of the parks with guns, that kind of stuff. There's a backlash as well. There ought to be. So we're going to have that in our ear in a few minutes. There's a story also at DougStephan.com today about Hershey candy, and just in time for Halloween, too, introducing a new soft caramel cream candy, first new candy in 30 years for Hershey. It's called Lancaster. It'll not be available, though, until January, so you can't use it. But, boy, does this sound good. Caramel, vanilla, and caramel with raspberry. Man, doesn't that sound good?
It sounds delicious. Are you getting hungry? I can hear your voice.
I am. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Korn. The federal government shutdown is proving both disruptive and therefore unpopular. Who caused the shutdown to happen?
The government is only 17% shut down. It's not shut down. And you know why that's an important distinction I'm going to continue to make? Because you're not scaring anybody. I live in the real world, and between the sequester and everything else promising that the sky was falling and it hasn't happened, people don't care.
It's quite clear that John Boehner did not want to do this. And yet what happened was you had a year-long campaign by outside groups, and you had a rump group of Republicans that basically forced John Boehner into a corner and said, we're not going to do anything with the government unless you defund Obamacare. And guess what? They have had their backsides handed to them.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
On the Good Day program, important stories of the day discussed in real time in a fashion that lends credibility to all of us, and your input lends credibility as well. 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn and Ken and Doug here with the continuing resolution to I resolve to not vote for any of these people anymore. The furloughs have stopped for some, furloughed workers being called back, the status of thousands of government employees changed from non-essential to essential. Amazing how that happens. There were 849,000 non-essentials laid off. Then 350,000 at the Pentagon, essential, get them back. And now there are more at the EPA that have come back, at the FDA, all of the watchdog agencies, they are necessary. So, who's non-essential? I went through this, gave a fairly good example, I thought, if I do say so myself, Kenny, about the truck. Mm-hmm. Truck driver. Was that a good example of essential versus non-essential?
Yeah, I think
so. In the private sector. So
can
in the
I
public,
hear it again, then?
Well, I was talking about this fellow. I was in a truck yesterday with a guy. He's driving a 1990-something or other Peterbilt dump truck. And he worked for, he's been in the same truck, even though he's worked for two different companies. Company got bought out, somebody else buys the company. Old owner had two people taking care of the trucks, washing them, checking the oil, servicing them, that sort of thing, two. Now, the new company buys this outfit out and fires those two, leaves it to the truck drivers to keep their trucks clean and to check the oil and service their own trucks. Problem is, the truck drivers are on the road from when the sun comes up to when the sun goes down. So when do they clean their truck? When do they check the oil? When do they change the oil? Check the oil, that's the driver's responsibility anyway, in any company that teaches the drivers what to do. But keeping the truck clean, doing some of the other service, that's hard for these guys to do unless they're given time to do it, and they aren't. So what was not essential, in a sense, when they first got started because the trucks were in good shape, now at least one of those two people would be essential again because the trucks are falling apart. They're dirty. The oil hasn't been changed. Breakdowns, never had that before. So where there were two before, there isn't a need for two, but there is a need for one. Cutting them both out wasn't smart, but having two wasn't smart either. So does that make sense?
Sort of.
Good analogy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what we really have in the government. You know as well as I do that there aren't enough people at the Department of Motor Vehicles. That's a state agency deal. There's never enough. There are not enough officers. And it's like they tell you to go screw. It's not to be crude. But where is there more of a place where service means something than at the post office or at the DMV?
You mean what? Like mean people get jobs at the DMV?
Yeah, well, mean stupid people get jobs at the DMV.
Oh, and now you're
necessarily all of them.
No, not all of them, not at all. I've had some, as a matter of fact, there's a lady that works at the DMV. They closed the local office here in Framingham a couple of years ago. There was a woman who was superb. She helped me every time I went in there, always came out of there feeling satisfied. It took me 45 minutes to get to her sometimes because the lines were so long because they didn't have enough people in there to handle the job. Mm-hmm. And then there were other people who had jobs that were unnecessary. They weren't doing anything but walking around. Meanwhile, people are sitting there, standing there, waiting to be served. There are people doing nothing, and there aren't enough of the right people doing the right things. And that happens notoriously. Pretty much every Department of Motor Vehicles across the state, I mean across the country, is that way. It's usually always given as an example of bad government service. All right? So, I mean, we can come into focus with a bunch more of them. But what I'm saying is, and there's an example. There are people that are in the DMV that aren't necessary. They aren't doing anything. And then there aren't enough people doing the right thing. And in government, across the board, whether it's local, state, national, same thing takes place. So what I'm suggesting is that we have a somehow or other, somebody gets the hooch. It isn't going to be this guy because he doesn't get it. Maybe the next president is going to understand efficiency in government, which sounds like an oxymoron, but it can be achieved. It has been achieved by some if you just have good leadership. And good leadership means they are not political. They are not connected to the source. They are there to do a job the same as with any in the private sector. Any efficiency expert, but now there are a lot of people who laugh about efficiency experts because sometimes they don't know what they're doing either. They don't talk to people to understand what's necessary. You always have to know, if you're running a company, what really the responsibilities are of the people working there. And so, anyway, I can go off on this. I've been on this toot, but I'm finding myself more and more frustrated because every day this stuff goes on and on and on, and yet it isn't being resolved, and the real problem isn't even being addressed. 888-302-3684. All right, some callers' thoughts on the shutdown and where we are, some of the things that we've said here. Let's give Susan, who's listening to WJOL in Illinois, a moment or two.
It would be better for the Republicans to get all this stuff straightened out fast because the longer it takes them, they look like they're more and more controlled by the Tea Partier crowd. The longer the obstruction goes on, everybody knows, you know, it's the Republicans who are obstructing, and the Tea Party GOP can save itself by throwing the, you know, the TPT terrorists party under the bus. Got to get rid of those Tea Partiers.
All right, come on. That's, you know what? That's the kind of thinking that gets us to where we are. The Tea Party came into existence because of abuses. The abuses that we're addressing right here, right now, of overspending and overcommitting, buying votes. That's why the Tea Party is there. They've screwed it up kind of in a sense because there are other things that they've gotten involved in that weren't fiscal, and so it took the starch away from what the real first meanings were of the Tea Party. The Tea Party addresses what many people in this country, and I would dare say the majority, if you were to poll them, ask them, school them, they would say we spend too much money. Otherwise, why would we be $17 trillion in debt? It's a pretty simple equation to figure out. So it isn't all the Tea Party. It is the people that maybe represent the Tea Party who are a little too strident, but then the other side has the strident people on it too, right? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, boss. William.
Whatever you say, boss.
Listening to WTNT in Washington.
No,
go
right.
Ahead, sir.
The first comment I have is in reference to the deal. At the last minute, everything is turning back to what it should have been a month ago. A lot of people have gotten hurt now that the pain has been suffered by the, I'm going to call ourselves the clientele, the recipients. of course, we'll be getting paid back pay once the government opens up. It's like a paid vacation. But in a sense, we have to think about the contractors. I've spoken to two contractors who are in the IT business who deals a lot with the agriculture department and computers. And they have cut their staff almost in half because there's no work going on to support input. My second comment would be that Boehner should have taken the deal a long time ago and not worry about his personal gains or losses or if he's going to be demoted from the speaker, but be concerned about his constituents and the other party affiliations in reference to keeping people employed.
All right, so you're partially right, sir, and you're partially wrong. It isn't just Boehner. Boehner is the symbol of obstinance, but there are plenty of other people and on both sides that have been obstinate for their own political gain. Boehner's not alone. He's a good representation of what you've suggested, but to think once again that Republicans, all Republicans are bad and all Democrats are good, is folly, the same as all Democrats are bad and Republicans are all good. It's folly. 888-302-3684. Pam, listening to The Jet in Florida.
I just want to send a message to all the voters who sat home in 2010 and who plan to sit home in 2014. You have no one to blame but yourself for letting these extremists take over our country. It is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And it's not about Democrats or Republicans. We got extremists in both. You need to make sure they share your values before you go out and vote. And please vote.
Extremists come about, it's the pendulum. They come about as a reaction to not doing enough on the other side, so the pendulum swings and then people overreact and they go the other direction. Very rarely, think back in your lifetime, Jennifer, Kenny, all of you who are listening, think back in your lifetime, has there ever been what seemed to be a moderate who was president? Yeah, probably, but a moderate faction that controlled things in the House or the Senate? Senate, maybe, yes. House, probably not. The House is reflective.
I would argue that the House and that the Senate should probably not be all that moderate, though. Do you think?
Well,
I mean, for checks and balances' sake, I think the president is kind of the one that has to bring them together.
Well, he doesn't.
And I think that this president is not willing to do that.
888-302-3684 on Good Day at 16 and change before the hour. I wish that you could look at my eyes. Look in my eyes. Or look actually under my eyes. Look under Jennifer's eyes. You can look under Kenny's eyes if you want to. You'd see those of us who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4? I get up at 2:55.
All right, so whatever. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Have bags often under our eyes. How many of you get up early, go to work, don't really have the time to wash your face and sort of primp yourself? So you have these bags that you want to fix. And that's been a problem until now. Now there is Genucel, the Genucel serum that invokes stem cell technology. Susan, who's a listener in New Jersey, who's stationed there, I've been using Genucel now since you started talking about it. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Crow's feet, small lines, disappeared. I love your product. Please tell lots of other people. Use my name. Susan, thank you. So, instant effects with Genucel. Works in the first 12 hours. Use it for 12 days. Dramatic change. Keep using it. The puffiness goes away. Guaranteed or your money back. Risk-free, 800-543-9260. You're asking for Genucel. And with that, you'll get the Esthetique face cream, a jar of that. So you'll be able to treat your face and under your eyes. Sort of rubbing my hands around my face right now. It's very cool stuff. And you will like it or you don't have to pay for it. Simple. 800-543-9262. What's the name of the product to get rid of the puffiness under my eyes? Jennifer! Where'd Jennifer go? She fall off?
Can you hear me?
I know. I hear you now. You have to answer the question? You know when you call radio stations, the disc jockey always says, "What's the station that's greatest in the nation?"
Somebody whose line is working. Yay!
Right, anyway, Genucel.
What was the question?
Think of Jenna. Never mind. It's not worth it to go back to it.
Genucel.
Genucel. 800-543-9262.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers...
888-302-3684. I promised earlier in the hour that we would listen to our video of the day. Listening to a video seems oxymoronic. The video is excellent. The audio is good, too. This is a group of National Park Rangers who are voicing their, or expressing, if you will, how they feel about the shutdown, being forced to keep people out of the parks, and the criticism that they've received, which whether or not they deserve it or not, they've been told what to do. So here they are, just sort of letting it all hang out.
This is our home. It's where we've raised our family. And like other national parks we've worked in, it's a place we've worked hard to help people understand, enjoy, and feel some ownership of. So it's very hard to make efforts to keep people out when our whole lives we've worked hard to get people in.
Visitors have removed park closure signs, damaged deadbolts beyond repair, and driven around locked gates, crushing native vegetation and fragile desert soils.
But imagining damage to precious and irreplaceable resources breaks my heart.
I am a ranger.
I am a maintenance crew leader.
I am a park historian.
I am a sworn federal law enforcement officer.
I am a park ranger.
On any given day, I might have to respond to a heart attack victim, put out a burning motorhome, search for a lost hiker in the backcountry, arrest drunk drivers, fight a wildland fire, or put down an injured animal.
We are here to help you forge connections with these stunning places.
We do it because we believe in something, something higher than ourselves.
Today, however, I derive no satisfaction from my job. Rather than sharing in the discovery and wonder, I'm burdened with the onerous task of barring visitors from their national park. This is not what I signed up for.
But even before the government shut down, the parks were chronically underfunded and understaffed.
What are we teaching our children when these sacred places can be considered collateral damage?
All right, so certainly food for thought there. I think there's a little bit of politicizing going on.
You think a little bit? That's the interesting bit of the year.
But it's an interesting thing. Watch it and listen to it at DougStephan.com.
Nutritious food is real
Body Armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Like a bad Halloween song. What is this?
I like it. It's got a good beat.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I now focused on a lot of the things that help you. We were being critical earlier of those people who use their iPads, iPhones to get their news, are not really brought up to date unless you have the right sources, and who knows actually what the right sources are. But certainly there are lots of people. We're using all of these things, really actually wonderful tools, if they're used properly. I don't know, but that maybe, if they are used well by you to meet your needs. Everybody's got different needs for them. For example, Jennifer, how do you use your iPad, your iPhone?
Well,
what's its most beneficial use for you?
Well, as a phone, first.
Yeah, okay, so put that aside.
But I read, I consume the news, and I connect with social networks through mine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kenny, what about you? You use yours for social networking above everything else, do you, or not?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't actually get a whole lot of news through my phone. I get enough of that through,
yeah, they normal.
What I do here.
Right, exactly.
So I get news from the internet and from a variety of sources on television.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the idea here, or by the way, Shelley Palmer not with us today, but hopefully back again mañana. Hope he's all right. The French site MacG, what do we know about that, Kenny?
Never heard of it.
MacG. All right, let's find out. They claim to have been given the dates on which the new MacBook Pro, the new iPads, the new Mac Pro will go on sale. Where do we know? Is there general information from Apple about that? Why do these people have the inside? Would be my question. That's a good question, right?
It is a good question.
All right, so let's find out. We'll pause for a moment. We'll have the answer to that, plus some other technology news here on Good Day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Limited time at the Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant. They are now serving championship rings, not your ordinary rings. They're using chipotle barbecue seasoning placed over wedges. This for a limited time. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, woohoo! All those television sets in there.
Yum.
A lot of things to watch. The Patriots. The football. See, football equals Patriots to me, like baseball
equals
Red Sox.
Yeah, you can watch the Patriots there. You watch football, baseball, hockey, and basketball's coming up. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, back to the Mac G website, which says that the MacBook Pro, the iPad, the new Mac Pro goes on sale October 24th. Or perhaps the 25th, iPad 5 and iPad Mini 2 on October 30th or the 31st, and the Mac Pro on November 15th. Just in time for Christmas, but will they be sold out? Don't these things get sold out pretty much as quickly as they go up on the market?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times they do, yeah.
All right, here's something from the technology department, not so pleasant. Cyberbullying. A couple of Florida girls arrested yesterday for cyberbullying a 12-year-old girl who then committed suicide. Remember that story from last year, or was it earlier this year? I think it was earlier this year. Authorities said it's taken a long time for them to get the goods on these two girls, ages 14 and 12. But the older girl, who knew she was under investigation, went on Facebook on Saturday and admitted to bullying Rebecca and liking the fact that she committed suicide.
Wow. She liked it?
Yeah. She liked it.
Yeah.
That's a girl that needs to go to jail for a while.
Well, so the authorities said, who else is she going to torment? That's why they went right after her. The local county sheriff said the 14-year-old was accused of threatening to beat up Rebecca Sedgwick while they were sixth graders at a middle school, telling her to drink bleach and die every day on her... this is sixth graders.
Where are their parents?
Yeah, you know, hello. Why do they even have at this age the ability to go on Facebook?
Access, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. That's a question that needs an answer and some thought. So we have a lot of things that we've discussed. Look at how much smarter we are now than we were at the beginning
of the
hour.
Helping the people, Dougie. Helping the people.
We're here for the people, by the people, of the people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.